All you need to do is simply remain open and obedient to the instruction that you're given to practice. Just do it as you've been shown. Settle the body, settle the breath, settle the mind. There are some 56 or 57 people here practicing this sesshin. What you're doing here is becoming intimate, more and more intimate, with your original self. The original self, the true self, absolute self, the truth of all truth, that which is revealed, that which is not revealed, all being. Truth includes beginningless past, eternal future. The original self, there is nothing outside, nothing apart from this, is now here. You may wonder why I try to describe something to you that is so impossible or so difficult to understand. The baby is born with a loud cry. Wah! No problems, no cares. If he's hungry, he just cries. If he doesn't hurt anywhere, he sleeps peacefully. Whatever the baby is doing, he just does it in earnest, obediently. No one teaches the baby to use his wits. But gradually, the baby comes to depend more and more on the intellect. And so it said, as a child learns to live by his wits, he moves farther and farther from Buddha. How sad. The child starts to judge and discriminate good versus bad, this versus that. This view gradually takes over, and you come to regard it as reality, as if things were separate and apart. If this view that you're trying to live by, that you live by, if it were reality, if it were the genuine, you wouldn't lose your way. A step taken would be a step forward. You wouldn't get sidetracked. You would become more and more intimate with original life. Each step taken would be a step to greater intimacy with truth. But unfortunately, this does not describe your situation, does it? The wits that you're relying on, the intelligence that you falsely assume to be the genuine reality, truth, is the false discriminating function of the mind. You're distinguishing, separating, and grasping. At its base is the delusory sense of a separate self, which you're grasping. The delusion becomes more and more deeply ingrained, and herein lies the cause of suffering. You were not born with discriminating mind at work, but neither were you born enlightened, recognizing your own limitless, precious truth. You were born just innocent, obedient to life, new, born just as you are. And yet you seek to see. It appears that you come to see more and more, better and better, but you're grasping in a sense of self, so your way of seeing is incorrect. Your view, the human situation, is one of half light and half darkness. There was someone who had intended to do sesshin, but right before sesshin she left saying that the pain and the lack of freedom are too intense. And she doesn't understand the point of it anyway. her leaving and not doing sesshin comes from a failure to understand how vast and priceless is original self, universal truth. Knowledge of truth unravels the tangle of all pain and suffering at the roots. Knowledge of universal truth is liberation from suffering. Pain melts away. Depending on various circumstances, some children are pressured by the prospect of death, so there's a feeling of darkness and heaviness, even in childhood. I remember experiencing that when I was about 5 or 6 years old. It's dark because you don't know what becomes of you at death. But you gradually become more and more immersed in self-cherishing, and so-called common sense becomes stronger. Various desires become more and more pronounced, and fulfilling those desires comes to be the purpose of your life, the goal. And you increasingly live life under the illusion that you're seeing it as it is, rather than as a dream. And the dream is shared. Everyone around you is laboring under the same kind of illusion. So you become, as you grow older, seemingly a victim of circumstances, jerked around by this and that, by your own desires. But you're shouldering the burden of darkness. You have not figured out death or suffering. Pulled around in the attempt to fulfill your desires, your suffering only increases. There comes a time when the pain and suffering drives you to know that you must come to self-understanding, to awakening. And then your pain becomes something to be so thankful for. Your suffering is compassionate. It's encouraging. It becomes your guide. This isn't the time to talk on and on in description. You must use all of this valuable time and this sesshin time of practice. Nobly let go of self-cherishing. Be reacquainted with this gentle, kind life. Let go of self-cherishing. Follow the guidance of the teacher in whom you trust. Your practice is chosen for you individually, and it's carefully laid out, explained, so there should be no confusion as to what you're supposed to be doing. It isn't a practice which is unreasonable. You have no need to look off. Everything is set up so that you don't have to. You know how to settle the body, the breath, and how to throw heart and soul into life. Throwing heart and soul into life, that's settling the mind. The path is spread out clearly before you. The path reveals itself to you, truth, that which you can depend upon. Take the first step and you arrive at ultimate reality, at ultimate realization of identity with Buddha. They used to say, to encourage you, they used to say, take a step and arrive at Edo. That was the old capital, and thus it symbolized the ultimate. But to substitute the word Tokyo just does not cut it. So take a step and arrive at the ultimate truth. Each step you take is the path of truth. If ultimate truth were not your salvation, if it were not the answer to your discontent and anxiety, then there would be no need to raise the way-seeking mind, of course. But if now, today, you are not at peace, if you are confused and frustrated and lacking in understanding, this means one thing. It means that you have not yet awakened to ultimate truth. It means that you are living according to a dream, not in accord with reality. You have never been separate from truth. All things are Buddha. Your every step is perfect, complete as it is. When you realize this, when you can believe the words of Shakyamuni Buddha, all beings are Buddha, you cannot help but vow to awaken to truth. Someone came to me in a very open state of mind to confess that even after 30 or 40 years, they had not arrived at ultimate truth. Some 30 or 40 years ago, they had heard the teaching and believed and vowed to practice and awaken. And in all of those years, they never ceased to walk the path. Of course, there have been waves, times of laziness, and periods of diligence. This person has been very patient. They came finally to the awareness after some time that there is not awakening. Finally, there was realization that they haven't realized. So the person could confess and purify. You must be completely aware that you don't know. Please show me the way. All those practicing here should hear these words sharp and clear of Shakyamuni Buddha. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha wisdom and Buddha virtue. But because of topsy-turvy thinking, they fail to perceive their own Buddha nature. Topsy-turvy, upside-down thinking, discriminating and calculating, self-clinging, so always in turmoil. Why did the Buddha put it so clearly to us? Because you are suffering. Because you are not satisfied. No matter how hard you might try to fool yourself, the pain and suffering are still with you. Trying to escape or fool yourself about your own state of mind will only cause greater pain for you. This person was finally able to realize their own misconception. I told them to reflect deeply on the self and to confess and purify and to follow carefully, closely, the guidance of the teacher who teaches true Buddha Dharma. You must be open-minded and obedient and make the commitment firm. Following your own small judgment will only lead you astray because it's not the genuine step. Those who have a deep, deep connection with Buddha Dharma can hear this and assent to it readily. I will not be held sway by self-cherishing. Of course, your many selfish habits and tendencies will show their faces, but you will not grasp them. You won't entertain them. You will just practice as you were shown with true faith and true practice. Just continue. All of you sitting here are great human beings, great practitioners. Bravely, let go of your own evaluations. Obediently and openly, be earnest in your practice. But do not strain, do not try to push too hard because you'll only push yourself into a strange or impure practice. Be obedient to this one single doing. Just do this one doing. When you ring the bell to come to Doksan, I know 8 out of 10 times who you are, whether by the sound of your strike or by your footsteps. And my eyes aren't closed either when you come in, although they may appear to be. I can tell by your breathing. Each of you carries with you your own unique ways and habits. Each of you inhabits your own world. You all feel tied down. You all feel, each of you feels tied down by something in some way. But I can tell you, you are perfectly free. Your one step, this one step, is freedom. True life is freedom, and you're never separate from it. There is no one tied down. There is no one to tie down, no one to be tied down. You are perfectly free. Each sound of the bell, each sound is the sound of truth, freedom. This one step is the step of truth. But you grasp and try to solidify it. Try to make it seem hard and solid, and you hold it so dear, your notions. This misconception is from endless ages past the cause of birth and death. Yet fools take this misconception, this me, as the original one. Looking off appears to be the master. You make this notion of self, of a self, into the master, and then there's choosing and criticizing and calculating. That pretty much describes the way you operate, doesn't it? You're all striking the same bell, but each sound is different. You walk the same tatami, yet your steps all sound different. What I'm really pointing out here, again, is this. You are not who you think you are. Someone told me that they had a bad dream and they're frightened. There is nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. It's all right. You think that there's something to hang on to, so you bite at it and get caught up in the fishing line. You become attached to things seen and heard, and we get tied up in this way. So please, nobly, let go. Be a blank sheet of paper, empty. Empty is most alive. In emptiness, your practice is vital, alive. Empty is not dull and blank and spaced out. Letting go. Just do this one single doing. This one breath is pure original Buddha nature. This step is pure original Buddha nature. Nobly continue this practice. Continue. It's not the practice of grasping. Do not stop, linger. Obediently, let go, carry through with this, just this one breath, this one step. Only this. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.